Time manager training, being organized. Being organized is an important skill for you to master. Why? Because to be disorganized is to invite disaster. So, it is important that you are more organized. What does it mean, to be organized? To be organized is to be in a state of order. And a state of order means that everything you have is in the right place, at the right time, and is ready to work in the most efficient manner possible. What are the major subsets of the term? There are many subsets of the term organized. To be organized means to have an organized mind. To have around you individual people who are organized in their habits of behavior. Organized teams of people that function as a cooperative unit. Organized plans of action. Organized physical resources and materials. Organized mind. Your thoughts control everything you feel, say, and do. Your thoughts should be organized and ordered. Try your hardest to think logically, taking things step by step in a controlled and orderly manner. Don't get overwhelmed. Keep an organized mind. 2. Individual people who are organized in their habits of behavior. There are some people who are organized in their habits. There are some who are not. Strive to be in the first group. If you are in the second group, strive to promote yourself. 3. Organize teams of people that function as a cooperative unit. Some teams function as a coordinated union. Other teams don't. Strive to impose organized systems of working with your colleagues. The best organizations are the best at organizing themselves. 4. Organize plans of action. Make every action linked to the achievement of the team goal. Try to eliminate the trivial, the extraneous, the irrelevant, and the destructive behaviors. Make your plan an organized set of goal-focused activities. 5. Organize physical resources and materials. Everything has a place. Everything is in its place. What are the benefits that you would gain if you were more organized? Greater organization leads directly to greater efficiency and productivity. Greater organization leads to a reduction of friction and stress in the workplace. Greater organization leads to less conflict between individuals and a greater sense of harmony and positive atmosphere in the team. Greater organization leads to a greater number of satisfied customers who will give you more of their business and will recommend you to others. What are the painful consequences you would suffer if you were disorganized? Disorganization leads to waste, error, duplication, and time lost looking for things that cannot be found. Disorganization leads to more stress, more fretful worry, lost opportunities, blame, and recriminations. Disorganization leads directly to missed deadlines, poor quality, lower quantity products and services. Disorganization leads to upset customers who do not come back for more, and worse, tell everyone they know of the terrible service they received at the hands of the disorganized man. You really don't want to be that disorganized man or woman. What are the practical steps you could take today that would move you closer to a state of perfect organization? 1. Allocate a natural place for every item. Then put that item in its natural place and keep it there all the time. Tell everyone who needs to know the location of the natural place for this item. For example, the natural place for my scissors is in the drawer behind me, second drawer down, left-hand side. They are always there. Or at least they should be. 2. Put things back. The moment you have finished using an item, put it back and do its natural place. Never, never, never allow yourself to say to yourself, "Oh, I will put the scissors back later. when I'm not so busy. This is the seat of the disaster called cluttered workstation. 3. Don't make a mess as you go. Don't leave a trail of destruction. Instead, do the opposite, tidy up as you go. Leave a trail of law and order. Let people say, "Oh, I can see you have been here, everything looks in good order." Don't let it be said, "Oh, I can see Chris has been in here, he has left all his stuff out, all over the place, again. I'll kill him." 4. Before you need them, keep things in good order. Keep things in good order before you need them. Service the car before it breaks down, not after. Refill levels before they run dry. Don't let things fall into disrepair simply by using the terrible phrase, "I will do it later, when I'm not so busy." Do it now. 5. Organize your activities. Organize your activities by means of clearly defined priorities and to-do lists. Don't be as reactive as the majority of people. Act according to your plan, not your mood. 6. Being organized is a point of pride. Make being organized a point of pride. Make it an important part of your persona. Let it be said of you, "You can rely on Sam." If Sam is on the case, you can be sure the job will be done in an organized, efficient manner. Don't let it be said of you, "If you give it to Liz, then you can expect it to be done in a disorganized, slipshod fashion." If you want that job done properly, take it off Liz and give it to Sam. Let Liz clean the toilets. Don't be a Liz. Be a Sam. Don't be so disorganized. Strive to be more organized. If you want to know more, please consider attending our personal effectiveness program. Thank you.